Excellent. Welcome, everybody. I am Barb Lawrence. I'm the Grants Manager within the Department of Finance and Procurement and the Division of Grants Internal Audit and Financial Analysis at the county. Welcome to everyone to our application training series. This is session 3 around our RTOT grant application process. Today's training will cover the RTOT application. The agenda today includes reporting elements required of the grant program, introduction of the FY27 RTOT grant manual, and then the review of the Loudoun County's grants management system called UNA. Today with me, I have Christine Powers. She is Loudoun County's ARPA coordinator. She sits in the same division as I do. And we also have Jennifer Christie from Visit Loudoun, who is the director of marketing at Visit Loudoun. With that, for any questions, we will have time at the end for you to ask any questions. However, if you have a question along the way, we encourage you to either raise your hand or put a question in the chat and we'll answer it along the way. So with that, I'll turn it over to Christine and we'll get started.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining today. We're going to go over basic grant reporting first. So this is a continuation of the first two sessions of just general grant application training. So this is to finish up those sessions and go over general grant reporting. So the function of grant reporting, we talked a lot about your budgets and data collection in previous training. And what that does is help to establish trust between you and your funder and your accountability for the funds that you have been granted. And it demonstrates that the expenses and activities that you were funded under the grant were justified and impactful. So the more details of these are in session 2 of those presentations, so that can be available. Barb mentioned earlier that we have those links of the recording and the PowerPoint available on our website. In the post-award phase of the grant cycle, reporting is a crucial component of grant management. It accomplishes all 3 of the goals of a grant: establishing trust, justifying expenses, and demonstrating impact. But it is also a requirement under the grant terms. Grant reporting can provide funders with additional insight into existing gaps in service that exceed the capacity of their own grant, and it may be an additional service area that needs new funding. And lastly, grant reporting can strengthen your organization's reputation as an effective grant steward and increase the likelihood that you may receive funding from that funder in the future. So key terms, at the time of your grant award or even before you apply, you would be made aware of reporting requirements of that grant. Often it's in the Notice of Funding Opportunity or Grant Manual. Every grant report will be guided by the project proposal and grant agreement. So as part of your agreement, you're given a period of performance where all funded project activities must be completed. You may have project benchmarks outlined within your project, but all activities should be completed within that performance period. You should understand the reporting requirements that you've been given by the funder. They may require that you provide quarterly reports, mid-year and final reports, or just one singular final report. You may be required to submit these reports along with specific deliverables outlined in your grant agreement in order to receive any next grant installment, depending on the payment plan. Or you may be required to include financial documentation as part of the reports to receive reimbursements for a project expenses, if that's the type of grant that you have. The time frame you are reporting is the reporting period. If you're submitting a quarterly report, for example, the time frame you would be reporting on is 3 months of that grant period. It may be calendar or fiscal year based. If you are submitting a final report, the reporting period would be the same as the performance period, so that entire grant period. Reports are typically due a few weeks after the reporting period, Final reports are typically allow 30 to 60 days for submission. Again, that is always written in the grant agreement, so make sure to understand that. And it is important to keep in mind that if you are applying for a new cycle of funding with that same funder, you may be required to submit a final report earlier than applying for that new cycle. So it's very important to familiarize yourself with the reporting requirements prior to applying again, or even entering into a new grant agreement. I want to highlight some best practices for grant reporting that should help guide you in your approach for reporting and kind of be in the back of your mind as you prepare for the grant life cycle. All required components within your report should be clear and directly related to the funded award, or somehow tie into the work that this grant is funding. So include as much information as possible about the progress of the funded activities, being careful not to share irrelevant information. For example, if your funded project is part of an ongoing program that serves various counties, but the funded project is intended to serve just Loudoun County itself, then you must track the report on the data that is specific to this county. You should be able to use quantitative and qualitative data to demonstrate the progress you have made in accomplishing your program goals and objectives and have a system established for tracking this. You should be honest and forthcoming with your funder throughout your grant and be sure to report any variances with your expected outputs and outcomes. And if those variances are significant, please reach out to your grant contact and be prepared to provide an explanation and a plan to overcome this. Most funders will work with you to fulfill your duties as a grantee and continue implementing the project. So ensure ongoing and open communication with your funders, and that will reinforce trust between the grantee and the funder. Depending on the report format required by the funder, you can use visuals where allowed, provide charts or graphs to illustrate the impact of your work, include pictures to highlight an activity, event, or the community that you served as part of the grant. Funders are not always able to conduct site visits or to hear from your clients directly, so visuals can help to bring your story to life. And lastly, as you write your report, use predictive analysis to demonstrate to funders that based on the outcomes, success, and even your challenges of the project, how your project works and how it is needed even beyond the grant period. So for reporting components, so depending on your format, you can expect to see about five components or report sections that you should be prepared to provide accurate information of each of these. So your project outputs and outcomes, these will provide an update for the approved project outputs and outcomes demonstrated by key performance indicators outlined in the grant award. So this should include accurate data with an explanation for any variance between expected results and actual results. Include any relevant evaluation results or survey results that can demonstrate the impact of your work. Note any challenges. So communicate any barriers or challenges your organization or clients faced in the process of implementing the project. This can be even external factors that created a challenge. For example, if you have clients that were maybe to attend a training program and they had difficulty attending because they didn't have reliable transportation or access to the internet to meet virtually, this may be considered an external factor and highlight an additional need. You also want to report on your successes, and this is the best place to brag about the success of your project during the reporting period. So be sure to highlight the outcomes that exceeded your expectations and include testimonials demonstrating the impact experienced by community members. Your lessons learned. This can tie back to those challenges. So how did you overcome these challenges? This is a space that you can expand and talk about the solution that your organization created in response to these challenges. You can introduce any additional needs that your organization discovered in the process, as well as changes to the project you will now implement beyond the grant period. So your financials. This is portion of the report where you may be required to report on any of the spending throughout your grant. So this would be reporting on your budget versus actuals, your expense report, the supporting documentation, so invoices, receipts, anything that would show how funds were spent, especially if it is a reimbursement grant. The monitoring of funds. So you want to ensure that you have a solid financial management system. If your organization has the capacity to do so, this is where a contracted accountant or bookkeeper is ideal. It's not always the case, but you want to have a designated staff member to keep track of expenses and conduct regular reconciliation using an accounting software. Make sure that you are tracking your expenses related to the grant award and project separately. It's an easy way to ensure that you can provide accurate expense report and supporting documentation to prove that you are using the funds as required. When possible, segregate the duties for invoice approvals and payment submissions as a way to mitigate any potential accounting errors or conflicts of interest. Having one person approve payments and another send payments is a good practice. Lastly, maintain detailed documentation related to the grant. This includes any receipts, timesheets for staff pay, pay stubs, invoices, or procurement documents. Save all of your pre-approved amendments to your grant budget or the overall project, maintaining all files related to the grant, and make sure all of your documentation is consistent and accurate. It is strongly advised within your financial system that you have templates so that all your records are streamlined and make sense when given to the funder or auditor. A good note is your naming convention also of those additional files when it comes to supporting documentation. So please utilize a clear naming convention that indicates that the document belongs to your organization and contains a reference number or name that can be tied back to your financial report. Keep in mind that your funder will have many organizations and corresponding documentation to review. So now we will talk directly about the RTOT program. What you will also may have noticed, some of you may have gone to the grant opportunities page or tourism grant page on loudoun.gov. You may have noticed that there's a grant manual PDF link. So in this section, we'll go over the main components of that manual, but it is very important that you review the manual on your own time and contact the grants team if you have any questions. So backing up to the origins of this grant program, the Code of Virginia describes the transit occupancy tax. So this is a tax that's you'll find at hotels that is charged that goes into a direct TOT fund. So Loudoun County has the authority to charge this tax and use that tax accordingly. So Virginia Code states that this transient occupancy tax shall be designated and spent solely for tourism and travel, marketing of tourism and initiatives that attract travelers to the locality, increase occupancy at lodging properties, and generate tourism revenue at the locality. So within that, pardon me, Loudoun County has their the budget that includes funds that can be allocated to organizations for proposals that provide tourism services or activities consistent with the county's RTOT funding policy and the Code of Virginia. So this program is designated to support local tourism initiatives and events that drive tourism to Loudoun County. So the fund events are programs which further the board's funding policy. So the purpose being to provide the Board of Supervisors with the opportunity to strategically and proactively impact tourism in Loudoun County through the sustained investment in the provision of core tourism services and to enable targeted investment in high priority tourism projects that advance Loudoun's strategic tourism objectives. Also to maximize tax relief to the general fund by increasing the restricted transient occupancy tax revenues. So these priorities fall into two categories, one of which is the directive for Visit Loudoun, of course, tourism services that will sustain Loudoun tourism base and competitively position County to attract visitors, and the other two strategic tourism growth initiatives to expand Loudoun's tourism base by implementing high priority projects, and that's the RTOT grant program. I have invited Jennifer Christie from Visit Loudoun to introduce a recently published strategic plan and go over how Visit Loudoun fits within this programming. So Jennifer.
Thank you. It's actually really great to be here on this webinar and working with the county and hearing the way in which the program is brought to all of you. And I know, looking at everybody who's on here, I know many of you, and I know a lot of you know Visit Loudoun, but for those who don't, one of the things I wanted to do was to just sort of give you what the DMO is. We're the destination marketing organization. Is at its core just what Christine said. We're the organization that's here to promote Loudoun as a destination for visitors. And it's not just a leisure visitor, although, you know, there are lots of those. It's visitors that are coming in for group experiences, and those could be for meetings, larger meetings, smaller executive meetings, coming from all different markets. It could be sports tournaments, weddings, so social gatherings around all of that, and could be group tours. Those coming in buses, student groups, there's all different kinds of visitors. So what we try to do is make sure that we understand all of those opportunities for the county and where our staff should be looking, who they should be talking to, and how we should be preparing those that marketing collateral and those marketing initiatives to promote Loudoun to all of those different types of visitors that are coming in. I know most of you on here are looking at leisure visitors, but if you have an opportunity to look at some of those other markets, I would highly recommend that you do so, because those markets are just as important to Loudoun as the individual leisure traveler is. So as I said, our job is to develop a marketing program that promotes Loudoun as a great destination for those to visit. And when we do that strategically. We don't just, you know, throw some things at the wall and see what sticks. We, every 3 years, we develop a new strategic plan, which takes a lot of effort, and there's a lot of data that's pulled in to create that. We ask for input from our stakeholders. We ask for input from our residents. That input comes in the form of in-person sessions. It comes in surveys. It comes in sometimes even just phone interviews if we can't get people in to be able to come in person. So there's a lot of data that comes in. I think this last strategic plan that we put together had, I want to say, 1,200 data points that came in on that. So there was a lot of input. And it's important to have that input, because we want to make sure that we are working to promote the destination in a way that supports growth sustainably for Loudoun, and that supports growth in a way that that works for the residents here and that they're comfortable with as well. So it's important to get all of that information. What we came up with in the strategic plan, I think, is really beautiful. And the name of it, the name of the strategic plan for the next 3 years is Elevate Loudoun. And that is what I believe this program really does. And you can see the five pillars here and how we plan to do that. Extend and build on Loudoun's brand promise, inspire overnight visitation, and cultivate excellent visitor experiences, maintain a thriving visitor economy throughout Loudoun, support long-term placemaking and community engagement, and provide operational excellence in all aspects of destination vitality. underneath those pillars, if you have a chance to go in and look at our strategic plan, and it's on our website, underneath those pillars, you will see very specific initiatives that will support those. And those initiatives are laid out in 3-year increments that help our team move the strategic plan along and get us through 2028. So if you have any questions about it, once you take a look at it, please feel free to reach out. I'm happy to answer any of those questions. But what that tells you when you look at that plan is how we are working to promote Loudoun, and what our very focus is on showcasing Loudoun as a great destination for visitors. And we really think that where these grant programs that are provided by the county, we have a small grant program as well, and then other grant programs provided by the state can help, is if we are all looking at this strategic plan, because again, like I said, we didn't develop it. We asked for input in developing it, and it was developed with residents and with stakeholders, elected officials, in fact, weighed in on this. So in looking at this, to say, this is where we really feel is the direction that we should be moving as a destination. And I think it's important that when we're looking at promoting the county, that we are all working towards the same goals. And so hopefully you'll find that this will be helpful for you in determining how you might be positioning whatever experience it is that you're bringing forward for the grant program. And since I said the word experience, Christine, do you want me to move forward with that, or do you want to move on in the presentation? I don't want to talk too much because I can just keep going on and on. Sorry.
This has been great. I'll continue on to talk more about the RTOT, and I know that our attendees will find a lot of helpful tools. So I wanted to make sure that they knew that Visit Loudoun was available to help them see how their own initiatives fit into these larger pillars and larger goals of Visit Loudoun.
Yes.
So great. Thank you so much. So then, as I stated earlier, the other half of the funding policy is the strategic growth initiatives. So this is where this RTOT grant program comes into play. So this is to support initiatives that fall into a couple categories. So events and initiatives. So our events are described as single or multiple day gatherings that are for the public and then planned for the purposes of education, celebration, marketing, or another special purpose. So an example may be a 2-door indoor event held at a conference center, or an annual event showcasing town businesses, residents, heritage, or tradition. You may also then hear the word initiative. This is a broader long-term effort designed to achieve a specific goal or vision. So an example of an initiative may be investment in improved data collection and analysis of to capture the impacts of an event or a strategic plan for events over the next year or so or into the future. Another initiative may be developing promotions and partnerships that increase visitor spending around events, including overnight stays. So this is something that Jennifer touched on too, and how you can see yourself within the larger picture of the Loudoun experience, and how you may be able to partner with other organizations, other businesses, and turn one event into a several day experience for a visitor. So for the grant itself, the eligibility criteria is Loudoun nonprofit organizations operating within Loudoun County, county municipalities, and Loudoun businesses. Eligible activities include promotion promoting an event that attracts visitors, increasing a visitors year over year, or more visitors from outside the county boundaries. Targeted marketing, which is activities that promote your event to a wider population or greater geographic area, or targeting a particular demographic that may not be familiar with your event or organization. So this is another way that you can partner with other organizations and events in the area, that you might have a captive audience that's attending an event very close to your organization or your place of business, and you may be able to tap into that population as well. Promoting overnight stays. So for the purpose of this grant, overnight stays are defined as booking at a Loudoun County lodging establishment where the visitor's permanent place of residence is greater than 40 miles from county borders. Increasing spending overall. So this is spending either at your event, but also spending at nearby hotels, restaurants, and retail that helps to increase overall tourism revenue. And so this is a place where you will collect a lot of data related to your activities. So data related to marketing, data related to results, those are all eligible activities for this grant itself. Another quick example of expenses that are allowed. So you have promotional materials, the development and execution of data collection methods, marketing and advertising expenses, print, digital, and social media campaigns, community engagement and development of partnerships, and public relations. Examples of unallowable activities would be your own corporate debts, contributions and donations, entertainment costs for just your organization and your employees, fines or penalties that you may have sitting out there, interest or other financial costs, legislative expenses, or just general operating costs for your brick and mortar location. If you have questions about eligible expenses, please reach out to the grants team and we can help you work through that, because as you develop your application and your budget, you want to know that you are using creating a budget based on eligible expenses. So funding and expectations. So to promote overnight stays, activities funded by RTOT tourism program grants must be shown to be part of a well thought out marketing plan that attracts visitors from outside of Loudoun County. So applicants should highlight technology and marketing campaigns that allow for this targeted marketing and promotion that drives longer stays. So data collection is especially important to the success of the RTOT grant program. Describing data collection methods is part of the application process, and detailed reports on these results are required prior to the conclusion of the grant performance period. So to aid in the data collection to assess the efficacy of these grants, a portion of grant funds may be used by grantees to fund data collection. For example, funds may be used for a particular software program or for staff time to collect surveys and conduct surveys. Utilizing existing actionable data, such as visitor demographic and market trends, also play an important part in planning and marketing your event or initiative. And understanding Loudoun's full range of experiences may open potential audience to your event and invite your guests and participants to explore additional features of Loudoun tourism that can also produce longer stays. So how will you quantify these results? This is something, going back to Jennifer, this is something that the skills at Visit Loudoun has perfected. So they are here to help with demographic info, industry trends, and capturing data among multiple establishments. So if you do have questions about how to maintain this type of data, how to capture demographic data, Jennifer only touched on a few things that they can, that are tools at their disposal on their website that can help, but that's also another resource for you.
Yeah, and I will say really quickly, the marketing plan that is on our website is out. We do know that it is outdated. It's because we are conducting a new visitor profile study right now, and we will be updating that plan. However, there is visitor profile information in that plan, and we don't expect to see that change too terribly much. So if you want to take a look at that, it's on page 6 of the current marketing plan that's on our website. If you have any, again, if you have any questions, I'm here to help with that and happy to talk with you.
Great. Thank you. Sorry, I did the opposite. So the overall grant process for our TOT, you may have already seen some of the dates on our grant opportunities webpage. So the application is currently open on our website, and I'll be going through the application with you in a minute here. This goes until April. So you have the month of March to kind of get all your information together and work on your application. The last day to apply is April 1st. Right, April 1st. I have that written down. And then at that point, it goes through review. We have a third party that does the review of the applications and scoring, and we go through consensus and recommendations that are then presented to the board. The notice of awards will go out in June, and once awards are granted, the awardee signs a memorandum of understanding. That's basically like the grant agreement. And the grant performance is between July 1st, 2026 and June 30th of 2027. Reporting is required within 30 days upon completion, and you'll be receiving copies and templates for those reports with the memorandum of understanding. Data and reporting. The final report and expense report are the two that are required at the end of the performance period. This would be include event attendance, compared to goals and compared to previous years, the out-of-county visitors comparing to previous years, demographic information, the marketing strategies and methods you utilized, data collection, and any lessons learned. The expense report covers organizational financial contact information, the reporting period, proposed and actual spending per category, description of line item expenses, and this is where your supporting documentation will tie neatly with those line items. That way, there's easy reference to the documents that you submit. And then any change in service since the application. So the Barb just put links in there to help you with resources. So this is where you want to make sure that you have enough pre-event and initiative data to report whether your intended outcomes are achieved. And so these resources help you find demographic and industry data to create kind of a starting point. And at the end of your performance period, you should be able to measure success tied to the funding and information about your visitors. So compared to last year, your sales during your event may have increased, your attendees may have increased, and whether or not you know if your survey respondents spent a certain dollar amount at your event. So detail how you will promote increased visitation to Loudoun County. You're using examples like your print media, website, social media, and online ads, and any cross-promotion materials, it's available from Visit Loudoun. So the expenditure report, you'll sign an MOU with the county at the beginning of your award. And as a requirement of the MOU, you will complete your expenditure report and your final report. So this will be due by July 30th, 2026. And you'll be required to complete an expenditure report, which details the approved budget against your actual expenditures. So you're going to enter your approved budget amount, which is what you'll be putting in your application. And then you'll enter your actual expenses incurred during the execution of your event or initiative. And the spreadsheet will help you calculate those totals. It'll provide a breakdown and justification of any changes from the approved budget to execution. If for any reason your organization thinks you may not spend the funds or you may not be using them for approved activity, or you may underspend, please contact the grants team immediately. If there's any changes in your budget compared to your application, those changes would need to be pre-approved prior to spending. Final reports. I didn't put a picture in here because I'm tweaking those. Those will be ready, but I didn't have a picture. What we expect in your final report, this is also due at the end of the grants period. This will be your final attendance numbers, impact to the community, and the value that was added. So you're collecting visitor data such as overnight stays, their place of residence, and spending patterns. And then you can work with Visit Loudoun to secure accommodations for overnight visitors, and this can help to track and report on this part, this data. So organizations have a few ways to capture attendance, whether that's based on ticket sales, wristbands, or volunteers that help to count attendance. So set some very clear, achievable goals in how you attempt to collect data, and take steps to ensure that accuracy. And so any sort of efficient tracking collection, like online tracking, forms and surveys, or just strictly observation. And so maintain consistency and have data collection protocols that will maintain reliability. So post-award collection and reporting. So after receiving your grant award, you should be collecting data throughout the grant period. It will support the activities and successes, objectives and outcomes that were described in your approved application. This will also likely be outlined in your grant agreement. So if your project was partially funded, and the details in your grant agreement are especially important, as the scale of your project objectives, activities, and outcomes will likely differ from your original application. Grantee reporting helps the grantee and funder measure success and better allocate resources and make strategic decisions. So data to report is based on your funded application or grant agreement outlined in performance indicators. It reflects the proposed work described in your approved application or grant agreement. It measures success and the impact resulting from award. It ensures adherence to the funded project activities and helps demonstrate compliance with grant guidelines. And it provides proof of the community need and additional gaps that may need to be filled. So now we will go directly into the application overview. So this will briefly touch on the grant management system that the county is using. So this will show you some screen prints so you're familiar with what you're seeing once you go in and log in and create a user profile. So application materials and links are found on the county website. You'll see one link for the application to apply for the tourism grant, and then the link for the grant manual PDF as well. So it'll be helpful to have the manual with you as you are filling out the application. So this is where your first screen in the UNA grants management software. This will provide a description of the tourism grant and more information, contact information for myself and for Barb, and the email address to send any of your questions. And then it has the public link. This is the link that will take you to the opportunity itself and then the application. If you need to register, if you have not used this system yet, you'll be given an app, a prompt to register yourself. So down below on the login, you'll see a button to register. You'll be creating a new account. So you'll provide user information. So this will be the person filling out the application and who will be going into the system to add all the information. It may be different from general contact information. So make sure that in your organization, you have clear roles of who is considered the contact for the software, the application itself, if that's different from the contact for the application.
I also want to add one thing. Sorry, Christine. When you're registering, if you haven't already, or if you are registered, you can add other staff or other employees in your organization to the account. I suggest having at least another person in there should you be absent or not available to either submit a grant or get any other correspondence. So be sure to have other people listed as part of your account so they have access as well. Thank you.
Thank you. You will be asked to accept the user licensing agreement. And then you will have account management. There will be a place to manage the contact information and other account management. So as Barb said, this will be the place where you'd want to add any additional contacts and people to the account. Your account information. So this will have where you can add your user information. So you want to manage your roles of the organization administrator and an editor. So these are the roles of who can go in and create a new application to edit and to submit. And there may be also roles of people who just have an editor, editor role. The opportunity itself, again, they'll have the description of the grant program. And then up in the upper right-hand corner, we'll have the link to the application itself. So you'll see that there's a navigation bar at the top. This will show you your progress as you go through the application. You are going to ask for an award that is based on your budget total. So if this is, you have a larger project that you know your project has, you know, a $200,000 budget, you would be requesting just the amount here based on the RTOT grant. So it could be anywhere from $0 to $25,000. And then your next screen will take you to the application form. You'll see the name of the form that you'll be filling out is the RTOT Tourism Grant Program. And then this, you'll click on that link itself, and that'll take you into the application form. Here you'll start entering your organization information. It is very important that you save frequently. The system does time out, so if you leave it unattended for an extended period of time, you will it'll log you out. So make sure you're saving so you don't lose any of that information. In any field, the asterisks will denote if it's required. And then if there's two information, there's a request request overview and proposal information. So the request overview has to do with a one sentence or so executive summary of your event and initiative funding request. And then the proposal information is a space for an in-depth and detailed synopsis of your event or initiative, along with how it adheres to the RTOT eligibility and allowable expenses. Required attachments. This is where you're going to upload your marketing plan. So you'll download the application if you want to have a separate reference, because it might be taking you to a couple different screens, but you'll see required attachments is where we want to see your marketing plan. As you go through each page, you're going to see these little buttons at the bottom, and you want to make sure you're saving frequently. It's going to take you next to the budget. So as you can see along here, along the top in our kind of timeline, we have check marks and dots. Dots indicate that the screen that you're currently on. So you'll see now that you're on your budget. So you're completing your budget for RTOT tourism program dollars that you're requesting. So this will just be the tourism dollars, not your entire project budget, if those dollar amounts differ. So your budget should be specific and detailed and include the primary funding categories that are approved under the program, being marketing and advertising, creation and execution of data collection methods, community engagement and public partnerships, and event-centric expenses. So this is just going to be the budget related to the RTOT dollars, again, and not the entire budget for the project should those dollar amounts differ. So in the application form section, so this is where you put your marketing plan. You would also indicate whether or not you have any additional documentation related to your budget. So if you do want to attach any of that there, you have that opportunity. So you're going to be clicking the little plus button in each of these categories to add line items to each budget. So this will give you a new pop-up box to add information for each. So if you have multiple line items within a particular category, you could add each one individually. So your budget must match the amount requested field in the project information section. And as you finish, You can save and continue, but you want to make sure that you are clicking mark as complete. So once you have all the information there, click your mark as complete, and then you click your save and continue. So your narrative field requires for your budget is for reviewers to consider your budget complete. So you want your narrative to be as detailed as possible, and this will justify the expenses that you have put forth in your total budget. So these are the buttons that you will see on every page. So your save button is to just save your work frequently, just in case your unit does time out if you walk away from your desk. As you finish each page, you want to mark it as complete. This will also prompt the system to review any fields for missing information. So this will show you if anything you need to go back and complete. And then once it's marked as complete, then you will save and continue, and that'll take you to the next section. So as you can see the top bar, as you mark complete every page, you'll see your progress as check marks along each application section. And then this is showing you that you're about to complete your application and you want to take some time to review before you want to go ahead and click submit. So you can press the review button and this will download your application as you've submitted it. And you might take the opportunity to give that to one other person in your organization to look over and review. And then once you know your review is complete, you can click the submit button. And you'll see this page that'll say, yay, you have submitted your application, and you can download again your completed application for your records. So yes, your online application is due Wednesday, April 1st by 4 p.m. Any questions, come to the grants@loudon.gov email address. And then what we will do then as we collect questions, we will then publish a kind of an FAQ. So you'll see that later in towards the end of March. We'll have FAQs go out on the webpage too, if we're to make sure that everyone gets those questions answered. Awards will be recommended to the Finance, Government Operations, and Economic Development Committee in June of 2026. And then awards will be handed out in June as well. So we have reached the point at which we can answer some questions. We have 10 minutes remaining, and this is an opportunity to ask myself, Barb, or Jennifer any questions that you might have prior to jumping into the application, any questions about the program itself. So if there aren't any in the chat, raise your hand or just go ahead and speak up if you have any questions. I feel like I went through the application quickly, so I wouldn't. So please be ask questions if you need anything. Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. Barb, did you have any last minute housekeeping?
No, just thank you all for your time today, and we look forward to receiving your applications. As Christine mentioned, if you have any questions after today or after you look at the PowerPoint or presentation on your own time, feel free to reach out to that grants@loudon.gov, and we'll respond to your questions as quickly as we can. So just thank you, and again, we look forward to your applications.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.